בעזרת השם, תורה למד, ליקוטי מוהר"ן, פרגרף וו, we're in the second page, it's page 84. And בעזרת השם, like we learned yesterday, in the second line, שהכסיל רוצה להתחכם, that there is a lot of people that are really, really full of nonsense. And they want to be wise. They doesn't really want to be wise. Just they want. They're very arrogant, and they want people to walk after them. And actually, by doing that, they're forcing people to suffer. And this is something that every one of us have to understand, that we have a huge responsibility on that. The responsibility that every one of us have is, first of all, that no one gonna stop you from serving Hashem Yitbarach. What it means? In every generation, there was a lot of people that was trying to fight and to argue and to push us down from Avodat Hashem. And in this generation, there are also people like that, that are trying to fight and to rebuke. But the Yetzer Hara is very creative and talented. And he is finding ways in every generation to ruin the generation, to ruin Am Yisrael. And it's written that the Yetzer Hara, he's leaving, dropping all of the nations, and he's fighting with Am Yisrael. And then he's dropping all of Am Yisrael, and he's fighting with the Talmidei Chachamim, the one that learns Torah. And in Breslev we're saying that he's dropping all of the Talmidei Chachamim, and he's fighting with the one that attached to the real Tzaddik. And why he's fighting with the one that attached to the real Tzaddik? Because he cannot fight the Tzaddik himself. The righteous man himself is too strong for the Yetzer Hara to fight with. So he's fighting with the followers, with the students of the Tzaddik. And in which way he is fighting? In every generation, the war is different. And we're learning that from Amalek. The Amalek, this is the main enemy of Am Yisrael through all of the generations. And the last way that, the last time that Amalek was revealing himself was in the Holocaust, that the Amalekim over there were trying to make Am Yisrael feel bad with themselves, that all of the nations and all of the world and also the Jews themselves gonna see, gonna believe in that horrible lie that Am Yisrael is the lowest nation of them all, and not only the lowest nation between the nations, just even worse than animals and mamash. They wanted to ruin the self-esteem of Am Yisrael. And Rabbeinu is opening the Likutei Moharan in the Torah that is talking about that, that the Yetzer Hara, he is taking the beauty and the grace of Am Yisrael and giving that to the nations and to the Poshim. So actually in that moment, a person that is not keeping Torah mitzvot and he's busy, occupied, chasing, running after lusts of this world, he becomes to be charming and amazing and honorable, and everyone admires him and running after him and respects him. And a Talmid Chacham, a real righteous man that doesn't care about this world at all and is just desire to learn a little bit more of Torah, Kedoshah, and to do a little bit more of Tshuva and to keep mitzvot in a quiet way, so that person is being rebuked and people mamash disgust from him. Remember one time I went to do Afatzah to distribute books of Arab. We were knocking on doors, and there was a woman over there. She opened the door, and she called her dog and she said to the dog, attack, attack, bite them. Mamash. The dog was very nice and he came and he smelled our shoes and went away, but you can see that it exists. People, they can see a Haredi, they see a person that is religious, immediately something wrong is happening inside of them, and they discussed. Why they discussed? Because they've been convinced a long, long time, a lot of years, that they are being convinced that Am Yisrael have something bad in them, mean and ugly and disgusting, and it's all wrong. And not only that it's all wrong, just adraba, the opposite side, this is the truth. This is the truth. That Am Yisrael, they have something special inside of them that calls good, that the nations doesn't have it. So there is that war between nations, there is that fight, that battle between Amalek and Am Yisrael. But we heard from Rav Shalom a few times that actually the same war that exists outside, it's the war that we have inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he promised to Am Yisrael that he will not going to sit on his throne until that he's going to erase the memory, the Zecher Amalek. What is that Zecher Amalek? Why it's written Zecher? Zecher, it's like the word Zachar. Zachar, it's a male. So there is an aspect of a male in Amalek, and there is an aspect of female in Amalek. A male is someone that is doing, that is influencing, that he's got power, that he is giving. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs to erase the Zachar, the male of Amalek, that Amalek will not going to have the ability to affect us, that we're not going to feel that we are dependent in Amalek. This is the beginning of the word Zecher Amalek. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to erase Amalek, what's the problem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can erase them. Why is not doing that yet? It's not hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fight a certain nation. All of the nations are very small when you are a corresponding equivalent, comparing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all very small and weak. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not erasing them? Because actually the Amalek, like we learned that the numeral value of the word Amalek, it's a doubt, safek. So actually the doubts, the lack of faith that a person has got inside of his being, in his spirit, in his thoughts, this is the real Amalek that we're fighting with in this generation. So actually all of that shita of Amalek to lower your self-esteem, that a person gonna hate himself and gonna blame himself and gonna disgust from himself and gonna want to kill himself, and that gonna feel that to kill him was the best thing for the world to be, this is the war against Amalek that we have in this generation. So actually all of our war is to look and to find our real good points, means qualities that we really do have by the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, because that He made us to have those good points in our minds, in our bodies, in our spirits, in our souls. And our war is to hold that very strong and not to let no one push us down from that battle, and to keep on fighting. Because the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, is asking a question, who is the one that is fighting the battle? And he's answering, the one that holds the weapon in his hand, the sword in his hand. So the Zohar is asking another question, the one that is holding the sword, he's the one that is fighting. He's not the one that won the war, that conquered. The one that conquered can drop his sword. He doesn't have no enemies anymore. So why you said that the one that is fighting, he is the one that is winning? So the Zohar Kadosh is answering, because the war is never ending. So the one that is fighting, he is the one that is winning. Because you can never win in this world. When the students asked Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Torah Nun Aleph in Likutei Moharan, when the Yetzer Hara gonna stop knocking and fighting with us, so Rabbeinu said, in the second shovel of earth in grave. Means that also during the Levaya of the person, already after that he passed away, still the Yetzer Hara is speaking with him and convincing him to sin, to be arrogant, and to think bad thoughts about people that are taking care of him and about his family. And if he had lust for women, he's going to look at women in his own funeral. And if he had desire for honor, he's going to accept honor in his funeral. And he's going to be angry if he had midah of anger on how they're treating him while that he is dead. So humiliating. And a person can come to that place. So the war is to fight, and to fight, and to fight. And only like that, you can win that battle. By fighting, and fighting, and fighting. And on what we should fight? We should fight on that simple faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He knows best. And He created us all. And He knows exactly how you should create a human being. And how to create me, that I'm gonna fix myself and gonna come to reach and achieve my tikkun. That I'm gonna be fixed after 120. He knows the way to do that. And if He had to create you, that you're gonna look very fat, that and only by that you can achieve your tikkun, He's gonna create you fat. If this is the thing that's gonna bring you to humility. And if you have to fail in your business and to have huge debts, He's gonna bring you to that. And if you need to have domestic shalom bright problems, He's gonna bring you to that. And if you have to stay stuck as a bachelor for years, He's gonna give you that. And if you can deal with a success, He's gonna let you succeed. He doesn't mind, He wants you to succeed. But if the success is gonna damage your humility, your avodat hamidot, He's not gonna let you damage your purpose of being created to come with a good score to the trial and judgment day, to the world to come. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking in an eternal point of view, on the purpose, on the tachlit. What's going to be with you in the end, in the world to come? What you're going to answer in the world to come? And us here in this world, even though that we came to this world with that will, we wanted to complete ourselves and to fix ourselves, that we're going to come with good score to the world to come. But here, when we came to this world, in this world there is shichecha. We forgot it all. And we have to remember that. We have to memorize those things and to review them over and over. We have to put them between our eyes and to remember those things. And what we need to remember? We need to remember Hashem Itbarach. Only that. It can be complex, you can have a lot of tests. But there is one thing that you should remember, that there is nothing except of Hashem. That Hashem is good, and He's doing only good. And that I'm His creature, that I've been created by Him. And I'm His slave, or maybe I'm His son, or maybe I can be both. And I have a mission that I have to complete. And I have several things that I have to achieve. And I have few difficulties that I have to go through. And I have to stand in those tests. And everyone has different tests. And you cannot compare. And the fact that he can learn 7 pages in an hour, and I cannot even finish 1 page in a week, it doesn't make me lower than him. Because I don't have his abilities. And Hashem never gave me those abilities. So how am I going to finish 7 pages or even one? If I doesn't know even how to read, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me to the world in Cleveland and I never learned how to learn Lashon HaKodesh, how to speak Lashon HaKodesh, how to read Lashon HaKodesh. And now I need to break my mind to understand what's going on. Even Israeli that is opening Gemara the first time, he's so confused, he doesn't know what's going on over there. So a person that even the shape of the letters is foreign for him, what he gonna do? And the accent and the environment. And the fact that you're all alone and all of your family is far away and friends and all of the stress of this world of parnasa and fears and anxieties and the yetzer hara that is burning inside and all of the bad thoughts and what's going to be and frustrations and bad horrible education that we received in our old houses, horrible. Even if your parents tried to do good, it was horrible. Lemaise, bottom line, also your parents are in exile. Even your forefathers were in exile. So you were suffering, and were suffering throughout the generations for years, for thousands of years. So for sure that there was a lot of wrong things, even if it was the best house in Brooklyn. It's all imagination. It's all imaginations, because you have Yetzer Hara from inside. I have a friend that told me that when he was 5 years old, he was taking newspapers and he was cutting pictures of nude women, naked women, and he was hiding it. And he never even knew why. It's just the Yetzer Hara that he had from age of five. How can you blame a person that he had that Yetzer Hara? Means that he came to this world with that Yetzer Hara. What are you going to do with him? Isn't it obvious that he's going to sin when he's going to be 13 or 14 or 15 or 17? So you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to understand that person that have lackings, that have Yetzer Hara that is burning inside? You cannot blame that person. And you have to understand him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can understand him. And we're trusting on the Rachmanut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can understand us. But the problem is not between us to him. He does. We don't. You yourself don't have Rachmanut on yourself. You don't understand yourself that you are just a human being, that you have Yetzer Hara, that you have difficulties, that you have weaknesses, that you cannot succeed without 100% help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if Hashem will not going to give you the success, you will never going to have it. It's something that you have to accept and not to be frustrated and disappointed in every failure. Because failures are obvious that they're going to come. Because you are nothing. We are nothing. We don't have nothing. Just only when Hashem is giving to us something, then we have it. And on that, we should be so thankful to Hashem Yitbarach. Why a person is falling to sadness and to frustration? Because he had a certain understanding that he is something, that he is a Talmid Chacham, that he is good, that he is wise, that he is talented, that for sure he's going to achieve this and that. And when he's not achieving that, so he's frustrated. He's disappointed from himself. Look, what have I done? How made that mistake? How could it be? How can it be? I'm so wrong. I'm so stupid. I'm so disappointing myself. I'm worthless. And he's judging himself. And it's all wrong. Because in the beginning, the starting point that you were, that conclusion that you had, that you are something, that was your mistake. If from the beginning you're going to understand what the Mishnah in Avot is saying, who are you, a person? You are nothing. You're coming from a very low place and you're going to a very low place. And they're going to judge you on every thought and every word and every action that you made in this world. And you cannot succeed in Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azro without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eno yecholo, you cannot conquer the Yetzer Hara. And nothing gonna change it. If really that gonna be your starting point, every small thing that you're gonna achieve in your life, you're gonna be so happy with it, that you're gonna thank Hashem and dance and be happy for 120 years on one mitzvah, the smallest mitzvah of them all. Because you're gonna appreciate the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave you eternal life based on His Rachmanut, on His mercy. That He's so mercy that He's sharing, merciful, that He's sharing the life that belongs to Him with you. And He gives you more life. And another mitzvah that you kept is more life that you're going to have for the world to come. And every mitzvah, it's an eternal attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on every mitzvah, you're going to have an eternal reward that nothing can break it, nothing can cancel it.
And if you're going to check how many mitzvot you kept until today, and how many good deeds and actions you made until today, you're going to realize that you are so rich that you yourself can never count your wealth and your that wonderful, amazing reward that you have in the world to come. Ein lo ra'ata Elokim zulatecha. The eye can never cover that. Your eye, even if you're going to see it, it's not going to cover the gain, the reward of one mitzvah for the world to come. Because the world cannot contain the reward on one mitzvah. Think about it, what everyone have. Everyone, the smallest one of Am Yisrael, is full of mitzvot like a pomegranate, means 613 grains, 613 mitzvot. So, and us, for sure, we have thousands on thousands, millions, or maybe billions of mitzvot. Because just to wear it tzitzit, it's like to keep all of the Torah kula every moment. And just to learn Torah, it's to keep all of the Torah kdosha every moment. So, you can never imagine the game. But it's a war. The war of the Yetzer Hara against the person. And it's a 120 years war. And it's never gonna stop. And even the real, strong, righteous people have that war. That the Yetzer Hara is pushing them down and fighting with them. And on that we need to put a fight back. To put all of our powers on what? On to observe and to look on how many good things we do have in our lives. How much we should be thankful to Hashem Yitbarach that He gave us the merit to hear one Shi'ur Torah. To have a kippah on our head for 1 hour. To have a beard. Not to shave with a razor. Not to sin like that we were sinning a few years ago. Not to rebuke the righteous people, the tzaddikim. Harav Berland said once that we need to thank Hashem Yitbarach that we haven't been born in the generation of Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev. Why? Everyone wants to see his face one time in his life. No, no, no. If it would be good for you, Borei Olam would give that to you. But for you, with your character, with your nature, Harav Berland said, if we would have seen Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev, we would have thrown stones at him because of the machloket. You couldn't see that righteous man and believe in him. It's written that Mashiach, when he's going to start conquer the world, he's going to be 13 years old. Can you cancel yourself to a 13 years old boy? I want to see that a 13-year-old boy going to start to rebuke you, going to start to tell you what he thinks about you, and that you're not going to slap him in his face. Really? I want to see that situation. You know if Mashiach going to be Ashkenazi or Sfaradi, maybe he's going to be Moroccan or Temani. What are you going to do if you're going to have a Colombian accent? You can never tell. You can never tell who's going to be Mashiach. Rabbeinu Rabbi Nachman said that Mashiach is going to come from a medium family, Mishpacha Beinonit. He's not going to be a son of no Admor. He's not going to be a son of no chief rabbi. He's going to be a kid. A very simple kid. A very wise kid. This is what it's going to be. So we need to thank Hashem Yitbarach that you haven't brought Mashiach yet. Because for sure, we doesn't have the ability to deal with Mashiach. When Mashiach gonna come, we're gonna have a huge shame, each and every one of us. How are we serving Hashem Yitbarach? How far we are from real Shmona Esrei. How far we are from putting tefillin. How far we are from Shabbos. No connection to Shabbos. No connection. It's not that Shabbos is illuminating on our lives from Tuesday till Tuesday. The days of the week are covering on our Shabbos. In Shabbos you have foreign thoughts, you're talking a lot of nonsense of Chol. And to feel the waking up, the Torerut of Shabbos. Hopefully one day. So what until then, what we're going to do? We need to know the truth. We are very, very far. And we're not worthy to have nothing. And it's all, everything that we do here, it's from the loving kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. that he is so kind, and in his huge mercy, he is deciding as a free gift to give us everything that we have, everything. And if really we will understand that, that we don't have nothing, every point, every penny, every mitzvah that we have in our life is going to make us so happy. We're going to be so thankful. And on that we need to work to develop that Hakarat HaTov. I said Hakarat HaTov.
Appreciation.
Appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to do that, when the Yetzer Hara is fighting 24/7, you have only one thing that you can do. You have to have a certain time in your day that you're looking at yourself and you're checking, what is that depression? What is that sorrow? What's going on with me? And you have to clarify what's going on. Who are you? A person have to check who he really is. Why I'm so sad? What are all of those Lashon Hara faiths that I have? All of those bad words that I'm holding as the truth all of the time. He is wrong, she is wrong, they are wrong. What are they doing? They're so cruel, they're so bad, and I'm so mean, and I'm so bad, and I'm so wrong, and it's not life at all. It causes death. So a person have to have that time, and in that time you have to fight with the Yetzer Hara to clarify, Hashem is good, and it's all good. And like the Halacha is saying, Le'olam ya'adam ragil lomar kol man David rachmana let'av avid. All of the time, this is the only mitzvah that is written on it in the Shulchan Aruch, that le'olam ya'adam ragil to, that a person have to have that habit, always, to get used to say that to himself, that whatever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with me, he's doing it from a good reason. This is a mitzvah, eternal mitzvah, from the Shulchan Aruch. Le'olam, always, ya'adam ragil, you have to be used to that, to do that always. In every situation, to say Hashem is good, thank you Hashem, and to walk with that wisdom. And when you have a bad situation, a real awkward situation, something very, very wrong from your point of view, something that you cannot understand at all, you should understand. Thieves are not going to steal things that are not worth nothing. They're going to steal and to rob something that is very expensive, like diamonds, like gold. So if you see that you have a lot of Yetzer Hara on a certain point, you have to understand that the Yetzer Hara want to conquer that place, because that in that place you have something important. You have a diamond, you have a pearl, you have something that if you're going to observe that, and you're going to get that, you're going to achieve something that the Yetzer Hara don't want you to have. Means that your faith in yourself is going to come back to your hand. That the Amalek doesn't want you to believe in yourself. That what? That Hashem loves you. What it means to believe in yourself? That Hashem loves you. That Hashem cares about you. That Hashem is listening to all of your prayers. That Hashem is with you when you feel bad, when you're sad, when you're frustrated. That Hashem never left you. That Hashem never going to leave you. That Hashem going to supply to you all of your needs always. That Hashem is a merciful Father, and you should believe in yourself that you're also a vessel that can contain the blessing of Hashem Yitbarach into your life, into your family life, into your Torah life, into everything that you're going through in your life. That you have Hashem with you. Hashem itcha al yad yeminecha, that Hashem is with you on your right side, helping you and giving you powers and giving you wisdoms. And it's not belong to you, the fact that you can see. The fact that you can see is because that Hashem is giving to you from His eyesight, from His and Hashem, from the eyes of Hashem, asher hem ha-meshotetot b'chol ha-aretz, that they are wandering on all of the world, covering every corner of the world. And Hashem is giving to you His eyes. And Hashem la tzaddikim. The eyes of Hashem, He's giving them to the righteous people. And you have the ability to taste and to feel taste and to breathe. It's all coming from the powers of Hashem. He is takifu ba'al hakochot kulam. He's got all of the powers. And who are you? You are nothing. And even though that you are nothing, He's giving all of that bounty to you. And you should believe that you are that vessel even if you're a sinner, even that you're like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Am Yisrael from Egypt out, not because they were righteous, just because that He loved them. He called them My sons, because that He loved them. And we are them. We are the same souls. We are the same Am Yisrael. There is no difference except of that Yetzer Hara that is mitchadesh, renew, how you say, renew in this generation. Attacking again and again, trying to overpower us and to conquer us and to beat us. To what? To sadness. To sadness, to despair. That you're going to decide by yourself that you don't want to keep Shabbos anymore. That you don't want to guard your eyes anymore. That who needs that yeshiva? Who needs to live in Eretz Israel? That you gonna decide. Because the avera that a person is doing, the Yetzirah doesn't have no gain from that avera. Because on a sin, if a person is doing an avera, he can do tshuva on it. And the Gemara in Masechet Brachot that we learned is saying that if a person just regrets on one avera, המתחרט על עבירה, on one עבירה, just regret, it's not a complete תשובה even, he never confessed, he just regret. He just feel bad with the mistake that he made. נמחלין לו כל עוונותיו, the Gemara is saying, all of his עוונות being erased. And if you don't believe that Gemara of מסכת ברכות, so you are a kofer, you are an epikores, that you don't believe in Torah שבעל פה. If you don't believe that the power of תשובה is bigger than the power of עוונות, so you don't believe in Hashem. So you think that Hashem is bad. That you think that Hashem is a vicious leader that wants to punish His followers, His slaves, His nation. Like the time Israel thought in the desert. What, you took us out to kill us here in the desert? This is what that you have a Yetzer Hara inside of you. I'm talking about myself. And this is the war to remind ourselves, no, like that Moshe Rabbeinu knows, Hashem is good and He's always good. And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm now going to kill them all, I'm going to erase them, I'm going to destroy that nation, this is it. You heard those words face to face from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, just now. No one told you about it, Moshe, hears that from Hashem. And what he is saying to himself? No. Cannot be. It's not the truth. V'tashlechem et arza. And he's throwing that truth to the ground. And he's going to fight with Hashem on that. To argue 40 days, days and nights. Not eating bread, not drinking water, not doing nothing. Just standing and praying and praying and praying. Please Hashem, slachna la'avona amazeh. Please forgive them, please forgive them, please forgive them. You are right, you are right. Everything, just falling down on the ground, surrendering. Please Hashem, forgive them. 40 days wasn't enough. He's climbing again. Another 40 days, not eating, not drinking. Harav Shalom said, if they're going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, in every generation, there wouldn't be no Holocaust, no Shoah, nothing. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the person that is standing and he's not giving up. He's not giving up from revealing the merciness of Hashem Yitbarach. And every one of us can be that Moshe Rabbeinu if you're just going to be strong. Deciding, I'm not giving up, Hashem. You can turn your face away from me. I don't mind. I'm reminding myself the first days that you promised to my fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to all of the righteous people. You're counting our tears. You're counting the blood, the sorrow of us. You heard all of that. And you contain all of that. And Borei Olam, I'm sure that you're going to save me from every situation that I have in my life. והבוטח בשם, and that one that gonna have that confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, chesed yesovevenu. Only kindness gonna surround him. Which kindness? Of knowing that Hashem loves you. I'm not promising you no salvations. I'm promising you faith. That you're gonna know that Hashem is with you. David HaMelech, he was living all of his life, all of his 70 years, in a hastara, inside of hastara, in darkness, inside of darkness. He never saw Hashem. He couldn't see Hashem. Hashem was hiding His face from him again and again all of his life. Mima'amakim kra'aticha. What's the explanation of mima'amakim? From the depths? No. It's not from the one depth. It's from a depth inside of a depth. This is how you say? Depth? Two. Means Hashem, I was calling you and you haven't answered me. And I fell even more. And from there I'm keep on calling you, Hashem. This is mima'amakim. From two depths I'm calling you. Even though that you're not answering to me, I'm going to keep on calling you. Like the Rabbeinu said in the Torah, when the kingdom is falling, kingdom, this is the Malchut. Malchut Peh, the mouth, when you're falling from the Tefillah, from one solution, that you have one king, that you're going to call him forever. When you're falling from that, the kingdom is divided to four. Means you have options. You have father and mother and a lawyer and a doctor that you can call them always. You have options. This is what it means that the kingdom is falling down. This is the exiles of four kingdoms. This is the exile that people have another solution. No, I'm going to call that rich person. He's very generous. I heard about him. Oh, I'm going to call my father. For sure he's going to help me. Until you're going to learn the lesson. That you're not calling no one except of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to disappoint you again and again and again and again and again until you're going to understand that there is nothing except of Hashem. No one except of Hashem is exist in the world at all. Don't count on generous people. Al tiftichu b'ndivim. Beven adam she'en lo teshua. In a person that doesn't have, you can be saved by that person? He doesn't have. He cannot promise you that he's going to wake up tomorrow morning, that doctor that you have a meeting with him. So who are we counting on? Even in yourself, you're not allowed to count on. Al ta'amin ba'atzmach ad yom motach. You're not allowed to count on yourself. A lot of people try to achieve things and they were the one that failed themselves. And even though that they failed themselves, still... Is it a big lesson? It's not a big lesson at all. It's a very small, tiny lesson. What's the lesson? That you not exist. That Hashem is the only one that exists. Ve'en od milvado. And there is nothing except of Him. And all of the lessons and all of the up and downs that a person should go through in his life is to just bring him to one simple thing. Ba'chavakuk came Chavakuk the Navi ve'emidan alachat and establish all of Torah and mitzvot based on one mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Ve'tzadik be'emunato yichyo. Which mitzvah? A mitzvah? Ve'tzadik and a righteous man? Be'emunato corresponding to his life, to his faith? Yichye, he gonna live. Which mitzvah there is in it? To believe in Hashem. To be a righteous man. What it means? To believe in Hashem. And your life gonna look exactly like the faith that you have. If you believe that Hashem is bad, that Hashem is vicious, that Hashem is angry, you're gonna have an angry leader leading your life. And if you believe that Hashem is all good, you're gonna have a sweet life. And if you believe that Hashem is with you, Hashem is going to reveal Himself to you. And if you're going to talk Lashon Hara on Hashem, you're not going to meet Him. And if you're going to judge Hashem in a bad way, Hashem is going to have to act corresponding to your thoughts. Because He is a king that is handcuffed. Melech Asur Berhatim. He has to lead a person according to his thoughts. בדרך שבה אדם רוצה ללך מוליכין אותו. In the path that you want to walk in, they have to lead you in that path. Means that if you hate yourself and you're cursing yourself and you think that death is better for a person like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to show you those faces, Chas v'Shalom. Because this is what that you want. And בדרך שאדם מודד, מודדין לו. And in the way that you're measuring things, this is the way that you should measure it for you. If you see a person walking in the street and you're saying, that person should die, so immediately, you're not afraid, maybe you judge yourself. Are you so different than that person? Why? Because he looks Ishmaeli, maybe he's Ishmaeli. But maybe you have those behaviors yourself. Why he is Ishmaeli that lives in Eretz Israel, drives a Jeep, four wheels drive. Where he got that power? Where he got that ability? If not from our Avonot, that we're acting like Ishmaelim. Exactly. The nation that have an ability to control Am Israel means to influence Am Israel. It means, Rabbeinu is writing that in Likutei Moharan, that Am Israel fell into that lust of that nation. Every nation have a certain desire or lust that they're holding. They have all of it, but there is a main one. Like that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told all of the nations to come and to receive the Torah, one of them said, what, but we won't be able to murder anymore. So that nation have that desire to kill. And there is another nation that said, what, but we won't be able to steal. They have that lust, that desire. Every nation have a certain desire. And if we are holding that desire or lust, so that nation have power to push us down. To push us down. And the Amalek is doubt, is safek, lack of faith. They don't want to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. And if you have doubts on your faith, so the Amalek have the ability to control your life, to force you, to put you in his prisons, in his camps, that can be spiritual in this generation. People running to look for bread in this world also, not only 70 years ago in the camps. Running, chasing after bread, after panasa, afraid of everyone that is looking at them, what he thinks about me, what he wants to do to me, what's going to be with me. People in anxiety, running like mice in a trap. It's all craziness that penetrates into our spirits, into our souls. And we need to fight against that, to say, I'm a Jew, an admor, a righteous man. Even in the camps, he never lost his kedusha, his glory, his beauty. You can read stories about righteous people, heroes in the days of the Holocaust. Nothing bad happened to them. Even if they died on Kiddush Hashem. They were acting like kings, like princes. They were huge. To look at them, to be amazed on their faith, on their ability. How much they were suffering and sacrificing themselves for Hashem Yitbarach. If we're going to work on our midot, we're going to be exactly like that. You can live on Kiddush Hashem. It's a lot bigger than to die on Kiddush Hashem. To die on Kiddush Hashem, you can die only once. But to live on Kiddush Hashem, you can live daily on Kiddush Hashem. And you, it's written in the verse, Alecha oragnu kol hayom. We're dying for you all day long. Every moment of your life, you can sacrifice yourself. I'm not answering my wife in Shalom Bayit. I'm not going to surrender to the Yetzirah that is telling me that I'm worthless, that I'm wrong. I'm not. I'm a son of the King. I'm a grandson of Abraham Avinu, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov. From those forefathers cannot be something so bad like that my Yetzirah is telling me that I am. I'm not. It's a scam. It's a lie. I have to break that circle. I have to break that. Saviv Reshaim Italach, all of those circles that a person is falling again and again to the same trap because he's a criminal, because he's Rasha. Break that chain. Say, I am Israeli. Israel, it's Yashar El, Yashar, straight to Hashem. I have Hashem with me. Yehudi, all of the letters of the word Yehudi, it's Yud, K, and Vav, and Yud, and Dalet. Dalet, it's a door, it's a Delet. You are a door to the name of Hashem Yitbarach. What is that door? It's nothing. A door, it's an empty space. You are an empty space that can contain Hashem in and out, before of you and after you. You are a door. There is only Hashem in the world. You're a Jew. Wake up to realize I'm a Jew. Realize. Ani Yehudi. Yehudi milashon hoda'a, just to thank Hashem. Someone told me from the friends in the yeshiva, he said, we shouldn't say Jew in English. We should say thankers. This is real Jews. What is a Jew? Jews. What's Jews? It's nothing. It doesn't worth the what's a Jew? It's not a word. Jew. Jew? Yehuda. Why they called him Hoda? Because he thanked. Because he admit and he thanked. This is Yehuda. A Yehudi is something that admits and thank Hashem. Modeh ve'ozev. That he is admitting, I was wrong and I'm dropping that. And thank you Hashem for giving me that opportunity to do tshuva. Think about it. If now a police officer cut you on a sin, on avera, on a crime, and he's giving you the option, do tshuva, or that I'm giving you a ticket, a fine of 1,000 shekels, or that you're going to confess now. And if you're confessing, he's not going to sign that ticket. And if you're doing it out of love, Adrabah, you're going to receive a reward from the city hall, something. Who wouldn't do tshuva? Who is the crazy man that won't do tshuva? Every one of us. We are that dumb. That we believe in Hashem Yitbarach, and we felt and we know that He exists, and we're not holding the simple midah of tshuva. To dedicate every day, complete 1 hour that you're absorbing, looking, checking every thought, every word, every action of your life, and confess, and dropping, and running to live a good life. Without that burden, that horrible yoke of avonot, of sins, that is making the person feel so bad with himself, and hate himself, and being so frustrated, and so depressed in his life, because of what? Sins. You have a solution. Do tshuva. Just confess. Say, Hashem, I'm sorry. Hilchot tshuva la'rambam. You should regret. And to ask from Hashem Yitbarach not to do that anymore. And this is it. And if you fail again, do tshuva again. And if you fail again, do tshuva again. Until you're going to understand that you're failing. Why you're failing? Because you were arrogant. You were arrogant, so Hashem left you, and you fell. And now you're going to learn from those fallings, humility. And you're going to remember Hashem Yitbarach always, and you're not going to fall anymore. Thank you very much. Chazak
uvarach. Quick announcements. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we have our guest speaker. We're back on that scheduled guest speaker. Thursday at 10 o'clock. If Rabbi Maimon is not here tomorrow, Rabbi Reuben...